Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa, and you're listening to The Morning Interview. And joining me in the studio to talk about Earth Day is Katie Riley from the Sitka Conservation Society and two of our exchange students in Sitka, Mohan Arul and Yuli Nuri. And I hope I am saying that correctly. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
You are.
Okay.
You're not wrong. You're right.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're here to talk about Earth Day because you have an event coming up. And Katie, could you tell me about the upcoming discussion about Earth Day?
Yeah, we are hosting an event. The Sitka Conservation Society and our exchange programs here in Sitka AFS and Rotary are coming together to have an event tomorrow night at the Nakahiti House at 6:30 p.m. And we're going to be discussing what Earth Day looks like across different cultures.
Yeah, and I imagine that, you know, climate conversations are very different throughout the world. In Alaska, we care about it because it's, you know, we're so close to the North Pole, and our fisheries are, they're said to be affected by climate change. But, you know, that's not the situation everywhere in the world. So I'm curious if either of you could tell me what it's like to, what climate and environment conversations are like where you're from.
Well, to start off, back in Bulgaria, I wouldn't say that we pay much attention on our environment, and I'm not very proud to say that. However, it's the truth. Regarding Earth Day, how we celebrate it back home would be just switching off our electronics for an hour or going and participating in a global market. It's just different events that are organized and advertised on television. But all we do is just one thing, and it's probably not enough to have a national impact. And yeah.
But it's still kind of observed a little bit by...
It is kind of observed, but I wouldn't say that we pay enough attention on it.
Hmm. And Mohan, could you give us an idea of what that is like in India?
Sure. So in India, we basically have monsoon climate, which is like from October until November or December. So it's like a pouring rain for 3 months. It used to be the only source of getting water to India for like agriculture or like filling the dams for to live a life. And recently, the amount of rainfall has been reducing because of the global warming and the environmental pollution. So we do celebrate Earth Day on April 22nd. I think it's the same day as Sitka celebrates too. And so on the day, we usually shut down like Bulgaria does, but we shut down all day in our whole houses. So we just do that, and then we go and participate in rallies or like environmental awareness, like a parade or something like that. So which makes awareness to the people that we should save the environment so that we could get a lot of rain so that people can do agriculture and stuff. And like most of the people don't really care about environment because, I don't know, they do care about is the roads and the society, but they don't even like care about the natural calamities. So they literally like pollute, like put plastics on ocean and stuff. So Earth Day is a really good day to do that because people took awareness and then they really concerned about the environment, and then they'll be cleaning all the places all over India. So that's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, that's really interesting that you say that, because in thinking of where my family's from in Mexico, social issues and government corruption are definitely at the forefront of these social conversations and advocacy. But climate sort of takes a backseat. So it's an interesting point that you bring up, that Earth Day is really a great opportunity to talk about these things that are sometimes put on the side, but are still very integral to life in these places. And you mentioned monsoon weather. And earlier you mentioned that it prevents dams from being filled up. And that's something I think a lot of people in Southeast can relate to right now. Could you tell us a little bit about the other conversations about contaminants and the environment that are had in India?
Yeah, so even though the water gets filled in the dam, people do pollute the water in the dam also. Uh-huh. I don't know how they put plastics, but it comes from like different sources like rivers or like ponds or something like that. So like people do contaminate the dam water, so people couldn't even like get the source of dam water unless like the electricity produced from it. So, but nowadays it's not even filling right now because of the climate changes and there's no more rain, so all the people in rural places who do agriculture as their life career, they couldn't even do their job and then they're out of food. So this is also one of the reasons like it leads the people to go in poverty, because it takes all the jobs of like farmers, so because they're out of water to do the job. So this kind of big thing is going on. But I heard recently that they are taking steps to develop like from contaminating our land, so they're trying to get rid of all the plastic bags in India, and then they're bringing in like biodegradable bags, mm-hmm. which is made out of vegetables. So even though you buy them, you can just like dissolve them in the water, so it's not polluting the environment. So right now they're taking initiative to take to make a better environment.
Yeah, the plastic bag conversation is also something I think people are familiar with here. Yuli, could you tell us about what climate conversations are, the ones that are had in Bulgaria, what they're like?
Yeah, I can really relate to what Mohan was just talking about, namely water pollution and contamination, because back home, we recently, not that recently, but last year, at a city really close to my hometown, there were warnings and people were prevented from drinking tap water or even using it for showers or cooking because it has been found out to be radioactive.
Wow.
Due to all the chemicals that are being dumped in the rivers and lakes, which end up somehow in our sewage. And I think lawmakers were promised that they'll impose some regulations on the disposure of chemicals by different manufacturers and companies. However, I'm unaware of the situation right now since I've been gone for a year and haven't read much about it. But I hope that they're dealing with this problem efficiently because it was very dangerous and kids at kindergartens had to have mineral water delivered to them so they can, cooks can prepare meals for them, mm-hmm. and they can just use the bathrooms and everything because they could not, and it was very sad and upsetting.
Yeah, that sounds like it would affect every facet of someone's life.
Exactly, yeah.
We have just a few minutes before time is up, but I wanted to ask you, what have you kind of taken away? This is your first time in the United States, right? And so what have you taken away from what the climate conversation is here, and what have you learned?
Well, I was really impressed by how environmentally friendly everyone in Sitka is, and their desire to use reusable bottles or utensils, and I can say that it made me think about the environment and think how I can help it or at least not contaminate it more. So that was very useful because I started drinking water from the tap or from a reusable bottle, and I'm not using plastic bottles anymore.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Mohan, is there something you're going to take away from your experience here back home?
Yeah, so one thing really kind of surprised me when I came to Sitka, because even though it's a small town, it's a really clean town, I would say, in my perspective, because like if you go in India, you can literally see like plastic bags or like kind of garbage on the road. But I can't like find... I mean, I can't find anything in Sitka because they're like environmentally friendly to it. And then one of the things which I like about it is they keep the society clean, and then they do care that if they make any like cost to the environment, they're not going to live anymore on the land because it's going to be contaminated. And as Yuli said, that we can like drink the tap water in Sitka, but you can't do in India because in India, they don't have like more water, as I said. And then one of the reasons they can't drink the tap water because it's a salt water, so you can't really drink them unless you can take showers and use for bathrooms or something like that. But other than that, you can't drink. But that's the really like craziest thing. And I came in sick, like people like opening the taps and drinking water, so it's kind of interesting for me.
Yeah, and I'm really glad to hear that you have learned so much, but I know that people have a lot to learn from you, I'm sure. And so if you, listener, would like to learn about climate conversations beyond our borders or beyond Alaska, you can go tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. to the Shikakuan Nakahiri to hear a conversation and more from, as well, from other students. Is that right, Katie?
Yeah, so we're going to be joined by Amra and Nisreen from Thailand and Bosnia-Herzegovina, and also Tamara from Bolivia. Mm-hmm. And also Vanessa Brady is going to be joining us to provide a local perspective. So I think it's going to be a really interesting discussion of how all these different cultures sort of think about the environment and, you know, the changes that people have gone through since they've been here, or what they're able to take away from other people's perception of the environment. So it should be pretty interesting. And there will be time for Q&A. So the Fantastic. Audience is welcome to ask some questions as well.
All right. And that's tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. at the Shitkakuan Nakahiri. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa, and I've been joined by Katie Riley from the Sitka Conservation Society and Mohan Arul and Yuli Nuri.